Rings is one of the great Catholic novels of the 20th century. J.R.R. Tolkien was the member of a writer's group at Oxford called the Inklings. C.S. Lewis was part of that. So was Charles Williams. And these writers decided that they wanted to use their literary work to propagate Christianity. And J.R.R. Tolkien, in the course of many years, read to the members of this group the manuscript of The Lord of the Rings. He said to him in one of his letters that Lord of the Rings began implicitly as a Catholic novel, but as it unfolded, it became explicitly Catholic. So where is it? Where do you see the symbolism in The Lord of the Rings? First of all, remember, Tolkien was a soldier during the First World War. For a lot of people who went through that war, that was the great cataclysmic event. They saw human dysfunction on full display. And Tolkien is not the least bit naive about the human condition. He knows the power of sin. And so, at the heart of The Lord of the Rings is a story of human depravity. You have the ring, which is identified as a ring of power. Sauron wants this ring of power back, and with it, he will be able to dominate the world and to impose upon it this terrible oppression. St. Augustine defines sin as the libido dominandi. It means the lust to dominate. Power is at the heart of sin. Well, Tolkien knows this. He saw that powerful people wreaked havoc in the 20th century. That empirically he could verify power was very destructive. And that's why the ring of power is central. Now, what does it do to you? It empties you out. The great Catholic tradition says that evil is not a thing. It's a lack. It's a privation. Like the cavity in your tooth. The tooth is good, but the cavity is sort of it's an eating away. When your organs are compromised, it means something in them that ought to work isn't working. So, evil is a type of non-being. Well, look at Sauron in the movie. He's depicted beautifully. He's like this great vapid something, just this eye floating, you know? There's no substance to him. Gollum is a fallen hobbit. He was a hobbit many, many years before, but through his own evil, his own sin, he had become deformed. The orcs are deformed elves. They're beautiful elves who have now become caved in on themselves and deformed. The ring wraiths, these terrible figures that fly around, you know, and they're looking for the ring. Well, they're just cloaks. There's nothing in them. Well, that's Tolkien's point, that the lust for power eats away at you. It turns you sort of into non-being. Look at the countryside of Mordor, the land of evil. It was just all arid and lifeless and emptied out. That's what sin does. That's a picture of sin. Okay. Now, what's the solution? And here you see how deeply Christian Tolkien is. Somebody has got to take this ring of power, has got to go back to where it was made and destroy it in its own country. Our instinct is always to say, get the strongest, most powerful, most cunning and wily and maybe even unjust person to take on these unjust enemies. No, you find the smallest, humblest, least likely character, and he's the one that will effectively undermine them. You know, in martial arts, there's a thing called Aikido. And Aikido is a martial art that engages the enemy, but in an odd way, nonviolently. Its purpose is to get out of the enemy's way and to use the aggression of the enemy against him. So you're a little person, and here comes charging at you your enemy. Well, in Aikido, you don't fight him directly. You deftly get out of the way and send him flying. You use his momentum and you take him and throw him down. How does Christ battle evil? He doesn't come as a warrior. He doesn't come fighting evil on its own terms. I will beat injustice with a greater injustice. I will conquer violence with a greater violence. Rather, he allows the violence of the world and the evil of the world to spend itself on him. He journeys into Mordor. So he journeys into the land of sin and death. And then he explodes it from within by swallowing it up in the divine mercy.